Kutiwa Tiene Mo Hips Picks.
Such a jarring intro. You can thank Jamie for that one. It is 9 a.m. on a Thursday, which means it's time for the one, the only Peps Picks with the amazing Mr. Martin Pepperell on the line right now. Good morning, Martin.
Hello, 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 hello.
How are you today, sir?
Good. Had my first cup of coffee.
Lovely.
Couple of glasses of water. Awake.
Good. And hydrated as well, and that's really important.
Look, two cups of water for every one cup of coffee.
Is that what they say you need to do?
That's what you got to do, two cups of water. 2-to-1 ratio, Liam.
Okay, good to know. I didn't actually know that, so thank you for informing me.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of dehydrated radio personalities chugging down the coffee, forgetting about the water, slowly losing their minds.
Yeah, yeah. Mind already lost, actually, Martin. It's gone. It's well and truly gone.
Oh, boy. Lost property. So if anyone comes across a brain and lost property, bring it into RDU.
Yeah. Whether it's actually one of our brains or not, we could still use it anyway. You know, it'd probably be quite practical.
Hey, look. Four things.
Hey, now tell me
four
about...
things. No, no, no. Stop.
Oh,
four
no,
things.
No. Okay, go.
Four things. The movie.
Wait, is
you
it
haven't
a...
seen
no,
it.
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it. Liam hasn't seen the movie where the brain gets put into a different body. So this gag has just fallen flat.
Yeah, sorry.
But,
it has.
It's okay. It's all right.
No, but
it's
I know the like the idea of the film. Well, I know the concept.
Yeah, the concept. Well, anyway, four things. Watch it, Liam. You'll love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. Okay, so it is good. Okay, good to know.
Anyway, great. Music. Ron Trent.
Yes.
Ron Trent, the big man at Deep House. I think he's 51 this year. The legend. Coming out of Chicago by way of New York in the late 80s and early 90s. 1990 as a teenager. Created this classic techno, not techno anthem, Altered States. Record that really set off this amazing career that, you know, led to this guy spending time in Chicago, New York, Detroit, traveling all around the world as a DJ and a producer, making just endless, seminal, really musical house records. Really influential, really influential second wave house figure. And part of that is because he's a musician, plays all the instruments, plays the keyboards, the drums, the guitars, does all of the stuff. Due to the time period, that thing, when people talk about house, the emergence of house, late 80s, early 90s, like what they're actually talking about is like a tempo and then records from a range of genres. Bit
right.
of disco,
yeah,
bit of
yeah,
boogie,
yeah, yeah.
bit of electro, bit of early house, some you know, South American music, Brazilian music, late period jazz, funk, all the stuff sort of coalescing together into an idea, and then a generation of, two generations of producers start making records influenced by all of that. More of an emphasis on the drum machines and synthesizers, you know, more of the DJ culture thing. But this is a school that Ron Trent is from.
It
means when he makes an album, it's a major event. And, somehow, I managed to completely forget to talk about the album he made a couple of years ago.
Ah, how dare you, Martin?
What did the stars say to you? Somehow, I just completely missed this. I think this is to do with the pandemic. This was horrifying to me when I figured this out. And it was even more horrifying when I was... Because what happened is he did a live interview thing for Resident Advisor recently where there's a thing, a playing favourites thing where you play like your favourite songs and you talk in between the songs. He played the song that we're going to listen to today, which is off his most recent album, What Do the Stars Say to You. The song's called Floss Potentia. And this album, okay, there's two things I want to say. First of all, you know, this is just beautiful, vibrant music. Secondly, you go and look at the lists of guests.
Oh, I
and
know.
Collaborators.
Amazing.
No, but what? Okay, this is what's really interesting, right? Having a list of star-studded guests is no guarantee.
Yeah, right.
It's no guarantee, right? You look at it and you go, oh, wow, you've got all these celebrities, you know, all these legends of ambient, like just legendary figures, you know? Gigi Marson, you know, you've got members of the Brazilian psychedelic funk band Azimuth, you have Karangabin, like, you've got all this stuff going on. And this guy who's got this incredible palette from decades of listening to all the best records. But that's no guarantee.
No.
And I listened. And I was like, holy, everything is cohesively, it's just together. It's just like, he went and got everyone, he showed them the music. Everyone knew the perfect thing to do. Or maybe he knew the thing to say to get the perfect thing out of them. So it's one of these things where you're like, yeah, it's this incredible guest list, but that doesn't overshadow the music. The music ultimately, it's really good. It's really, really good. It's really nice. It's really vibrant. It's got this great... To me, a lot of this stuff sounds like going back to the late 70s and early 80s, and then continuing on with the styles that were in vogue at the time, just continuing on, which is not normally what happens. Generally, what occurs is every 3 to 5 years, something happens. You know, there's a stylistic shift. And you look at, look at the big pop stars, right? Or look at Madonna, for example. Look at all the eras.
And
the eras are a response to culture changing. And I mean, David Bowie was similar, like, A lot of these big figures do this, you know, where they move with the times.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
sometimes with some of Ron Trent's music, it's like, what if we kept pursuing that line of logic?
It's a really good point, actually.
We just kept refining it, and it just maintained its status.
And I guess
in a sense, that's actually what's been happening all around the world at his DJ sets over the last 30 years, you know, he's one of these guys who's the standard bearer of an era.
Yeah,
you go and see him play. And there actually is a point of contact to all of this, because funnily enough, while I was listening to the music, I like looked on social media and I was like, oh, Ron Trent's playing in Auckland in March at the Hollywood Cinema.
Oh, lovely.
Interesting.
Oh, great.
Interesting. All the algorithms are lining up.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Good at that now, those bloody algorithms.
Yeah, the mind reading technology, you know. It's enough to make you dive into a little bit of QAnon Pizzagate.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
It's a bit, you know, it's marginal. You sort of sometimes you have these moments and you're like, you kind of see how people tip over the edge.
You're kind of like reaching for the tinfoil. You're like, oh God, okay.
Maybe like a Zambezi tinfoil hat or something, you know?
Yeah.
Look, it's a beautiful piece of music of a beautiful album.
Yeah, I'm really excited to play this, actually.
No, this stuff's good. This stuff's really nice. I'm really, really great. Really great. And like I said, you know, I just felt, you know, for the first few weeks of coming back, we're just going to do a little bit of catch-up, you know, give ourselves a little bit of grace to just pull things out, because there's so much music.
Well, that's
there's so
the
much
thing.
Music every week. Every day I wake up to so much music.
Like, yeah, we do this every week, but there's still so much we're going to miss, you know? Look,
I mean, I reckon, honestly, at least once a day, something, like, pretty all right turns up in my inbox.
Wow.
You know, that's one thing I do have to say, like, there is more, like, people talk about how terrible sort of everything is, but there's a lot of, like, pretty good music out there that just doesn't get a chance just because there's not enough space.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They say too much music is produced every day, blah, blah, blah. It's oversaturating everything, yada, yada. But, you know, amongst that amongst all that music produced every single day is going to be some really good stuff. Like, it can't all be bad, you know?
Of course. It's just the processes through which things bubble to the top are so much different now compared to how they used to be.
Yeah.
So it's not hard for something to slip between the cracks.
Really
small things. Just like someone doesn't want to play the game on social media, you know? Or someone's like DSP doesn't know how to juice the algorithms. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of like little random things that can happen that can derail an incredible song or an incredible album. It's pretty crazy, really.
Yeah, it's, there's so many different like angles and perspectives you could have on it, I guess. It's an ever-changing beast, really, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it's a moving feast.
Yeah.
It's a moving feast. It's an ever-changing beast. It's a, you name it. It's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, let's listen to some real good music.
Yes. Hey, Martin, thank you so much. Not only for picking this song, but for just coming on here regardless. Always enjoy having you on. Thank you so much. Have a great day today.
Okay, you too. Peace.
And that is the wonderful Mr. Martin Pepperell, talking about today's song. It's called Flos Potentia. Don't know why I put an accent on it. This is by Ron Trent. Enjoy.